When was BC and AD established? When do we begin to measure time? Excuse me. When did the people in the Old Testament before Christ actually count down the years?
Okay, BC, AD, and the last part, when do Old Testament what?
When did they actually count down? Were they actually counting down before Christ came? Was time established after that?
The time measurement in the Old Testament, that's good.
One.
And how did the Old Testament people count? It's called regnal counting. They counted from the times of the kings all the way through. From the times of the Babylonian kings, they had their own system. In fact, the way they counted in the Old Testament, in the time before Christ, they all counted their own ways. The Egyptians were counting the dynasties, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, they were counting. The Chinese had their own system, so that everyone had a different calendar. The Jews had their calendar. Did you know what they're on? You're, what, 57-something? Anybody Jewish or read the papers? They're on. Everybody had their own counting system. So it was confusion on the counting. And it was all based on where you lived. And so what archaeologists do is they go in Babylon and look at their records and find any congruence to the, you know, what's going on in Assyria. And then they try and tie what's going on in Egypt. And once they find, it's almost like a bingo or tic-tac-toe. Once they find an event in all three, then they can localize a date to that. And that's all archaeologists are doing, are finding from all these myriads of calendars. And once you do that, it'll say in the third year of Nabo, Palazar, and this will say that it was in the 27th year after whoever, and they find a date. So that's the confusion. So what happened? The Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church took the former Julian calendar. Do you remember Julius Caesar? He saw the problem. He saw all these, and so the Roman Empire had to make a calendar. So the Julian calendar was established until the Gregorian calendar had to come across through the Pope Gregory, who was one of the most powerful of all the popes, and Gregory the Great. And when the Gregorian calendar came in, they actually had to declare the date. They said, tomorrow morning when you wake up, it's going to be August 1st. In some parts of the world, it was May. In some parts of the world, it was June. In some parts of the world, it was February. But all of a sudden, Pope Gregory said, boop, this is the date. Now, there are holdouts. There's still somebody over in Indochina that still has the old date, and they're like 4 months away from us. I forget which one of the kingdoms over there. But basically, then they started tuning it up, and we got, and by the way, there's still two ways of calculating the date, the solar and the lunar. And that is fascinating because the lunar year is 360 days, and you all know that our solar year is 365 and a quarter. And so there's always a discrepancy, and that's why we have leap years and all the other stuff that goes on. But how, back to the question, so what started this BC AD? That is because of Pope Gregory. And so before Christ, and actually AD doesn't mean after death, it's another Latin word, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. And the real question is, what year was Christ born in? And most likely he was born in between 4 and 6 BC, because when they reset the calendar, what they didn't do is fix the discrepancies between the lunar and the solar and all that. And so how are they counting? In confusing ways. One of the most, for any of you that are interested in this, The Mysterious Numbers of the Hebrew Kings is a tremendous book, Mysterious Numbers of the Hebrew Kings. And what it is it's a study by a guy named Thiele, who found that you really do have a consistent chronology in the Old Testament. But boy, that is heavy-duty stuff, and it's fun to study. And